Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen, let's talk first about the mayor's curfew and the legal aspect of that. Is it legal? Are curfews always legal?
Well, you would think that the city would have a very strong right to issue a curfew, but these things get challenged, and they get challenged successfully because it is a First Amendment right to gather, even for juveniles, even late at night. So again, it has to be, the curfew has to be narrowly tailored to serve a very compelling interest. Those are the words that the law uses. And it looks like she issued a curfew specifically to Millennium Park. After 6 o'clock, you have to be accompanied by a parent. And then there's just a regular 10 o'clock curfew that she issued for weekends. And I think both of those are going to be challenged. And I think she probably knows from her lawyers that they might be challenged and might be stricken. But I think she's trying to take whatever steps she can to make this city a little safer.
A lot of us who grew up around here remember back in the day, you'd always hear the announcements on TV and radio. I think it was 10:30 p.m. Do you know where your children are, parents? So this is really nothing new, is it?
No, not really. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who said that this is going to target black and brown people more than anyone else. It's unsafe to keep people in. It's unsafe to have crowds of people in a park with a bad intent. And again, it's all about the intent, right? You know, mm-hmm. Having tons of kids hanging out at the beach at night is not necessarily dangerous, but what we're seeing is something different.
Let's talk about the Buffalo supermarket shooting. Will the defense there be insanity? What else could it possibly be?
Right. There's nothing else. Interestingly, the defense asked for a psychiatric examination of the suspect, and then they dropped that question. So I don't know. I assume they're going to get one for him because it's a very important thing to do now as a defense lawyer, because you want to show at the time the crime was committed that he had these issues. But again, Bob, this is a very difficult defense too, because he planned it. I mean, he drove 200 miles. He armed himself. He bought the body armor. This is not an act of insanity. So this kid's going to jail, and I don't think he'll ever get out.
Well, watching the news, I actually had to turn it off when they were interviewing family members talking about the victims. So sad, so terrible, so tragic, isn't it?
Just awful. And you know, you try to look, you know, as a lawyer, I try to look at the steps in the way. Where could we have, where do we fail? Or what could we have done? And, you know, he did make a threat to his high school a year ago, and he was taken in for an evaluation, and he was released. And, you know, people have really strong rights not to be locked up unless they're a danger to themselves or others. And someone determined that he was okay. But again, you know, how do you predict that someone who has an issue, makes a threat, is on social media saying things, is actually going to do these horrible crimes?
It's a difficult problem. Well, believe it or not, far more people are interacting with news articles on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial than with coverage around any other subject. The cross-examination of Amber Heard started this week, and a female attorney is handling that for Depp. That's part of the strategy there, isn't it, Karen?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think the whole idea is, if Johnny Depp is so terrible to women, why does he have a female attorney? That's always something that the lawyers strategize about. I think she's doing a pretty good job of her cross-examination, but there's just so much to cross-examine both of them about, because they're both so guilty of such bad behavior on so many occasions. This trial is on the 17th day, and it could just keep going.
Guilty of bad behavior. Case closed. You've said it. Karen Conti, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.